Rosh Hashanah, Chapter 2, Mishnah 9. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah where we learned that two witnesses had come and they said they saw the moon on the 29th night. That means the eve of the 30th. But they did not see the moon on the eve of the 31st. And Rabban Gamliel, who at that time was the Nasi, the prince, the head of the entire Jewish people and the Jewish Sanhedrin, the high court, ruled that they are kosher witnesses. And Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus and Rabbi Yehoshua ruled that they were not kosher witnesses. So in response to the opposing ruling, Rabban Gamliel was concerned that their opposition to his ruling would weaken the authority of the law and of the Sanhedrin, of the Supreme Court, amongst the Jewish people. So Shalach lo Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Yehoshua. And the reason why he sent it to Rabbi Yeshua in particular and not to Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus is because Rabbi Yeshua was the Av Bezdin. He was the chief of justice, the second under him. And so being that his authority carried tremendous weight, he wanted to address him in particular. And he said, Guzurani Alecha, I decree upon you, Shetavo Etzli b'makelcho b'ma'osecha, that you come to me with your walking stick and your money, b'yom ha-kippurim, on Yom Kippur shechalios b'cheshbonach, on Yom Kippur that falls out on the day according to your accounting. In other words, according to Rabban Gamliel, who said the witnesses were kosher, the previous month was a 29-day month. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that the witnesses were not kosher, the previous month was a 30-day month. That would mean that according to Rabbi Yeshua, Yom Kippur would be one day later than Rabban Gamliel decided. And therefore, Rabban Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua, I decree upon you, as the Nasi, the prince of the Jewish people, that you come to me on the day after Yom Kippur, which you, according to your counting, say is Yom Kippur. I want you to come to me with your walking stick and your money pouch, which of course would be prohibited to do on Yom Kippur, to carry a walking stick and to carry one's wallet. But he decreed this upon him in order to demonstrate amongst the Jewish people that the ruling of when the new month is determined by the Sanhedrin. Halachu matzo Rabbi Akiva meitzar. Rabbi Akiva saw that Rabbi Yeshua was very distressed that the Nasi, the prince, Rabbi Gamliel, is forcing him to do this. Amar lo, he said to him, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, yesh li lomod. He said, let me demonstrate to you, shekol masha asa Rabbi Gamliel asui, that whatever Rabbi Gamliel ruled is the proper ruling. Even if he made a mistake, the Torah still teaches us that when the Sanhedrin makes a ruling, we follow that ruling in regards to the sanctifying the new moon. Shenemar, as it says in the book of Leviticus, Eile Mo'ade Hashem Mikroi Kodesh. These are the appointed times of God, the holidays of God, Mikroi Kodesh, the sanctified times, Asher Tikrosum, which you shall call in their appropriate time. In other words, he demonstrates from this verse that holidays are determined by when the court determines is the new month. And based on that, we determine the holidays. And so God put the power of when holidays will occur in the hands of the Jewish court. And if the Jewish court makes a decision, that is when the holiday takes place. Bein bizmanan, bein shelo bizmanan. Whether it's in the right time or it's not in the right time, if the court ainli moados ela elu, we only have the holidays that the court announces. So whether they announced it in the right time or not, when the court announces a holiday to be, that's when it is. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua, you don't need to feel bad, because even if Rabbi Gamliel was wrong, we still follow what he says, and that's fine. Balo Eitzel Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus. Then Rabbi Yeshua came to Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, who was his ally, so to speak, in the ruling that Rabbi Gamliel made a mistake. And Armalo, he said to him, as Rabbi Dosa said to Rabbi Yeshua, "In ba'in anu ladon achar beis dino shel Rabbi Gamliel, if we are going to make judgments about the rulings of the Bezdin, of the court of Rabbi Gamliel, tzrichin anu ladon achar kol Bezdin u'Bezdin, we will need to then question every single ruling of every single court sha'amad that stood mimos Moshe ad achshav, from the days of Moshe until today." In other words, he was saying we cannot question the ruling of every single Bezdin, even if we disagree. When a Bezdin makes a ruling, we have to accept it. Otherwise, every ruling that's been made from the times of Moses, we will need to question. Shenemar, as it states in the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verse 9, Vayal Moshe ve'Aaron, Nadav ve'Avihu ve'Shivim Zekanim. It says, Moshe, Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, the two sons of Aaron, and the 70 elders of Israel went up. So Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus asked regarding this verse, "V'lam alon esparshu shmos anshel zekanim?" Why does it not mention the names of all of the elders? It just says and the 70 elders. Why doesn't it mention the names of the 70 elders? El alamed is to teach us shekol shlosho shlosha, that every group of three which form a Beis Din, a Jewish court, sha'amdu Beis Din al Yisrael, that stood as a court for the Jewish people, Hareu Kebeis Dino Shel Moshe, we equate them to the actual court of Moses. That means that they have the same authority and their ruling stands. Notal Maklu Ma'osav Biyado. So after this, after Yeshua saw that both Rabbi Akiva, the great sage at that time, and Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus agreed that Rabbi Gamliel must be followed, he took his stick and his money pouch, Biyado in his hand, v'halach liYavne, and he traveled to Yavne, the city, Eitzel Rabbi Gamliel, where Rabbi Gamliel resided with the Sanhedrin, the High Court, biyom shechol yom kippurim lios b'cheshbono, on the very day of Yom Kippur, that it would have been according to his accounting, according to Rabbi Yeshua's accounting. Amad Rabbi Gamliel stood up when he saw Rabbi Yeshua, uneshakol al rosho, and he kissed him on his head. Amarlo, and he said to him, "Bo b'shalom, come in peace, Rabbi v'talmidei, my teacher and my student. Rabbi b'chachma, my teacher in wisdom, that you have taught me much. V'talmidei, my student, shekibalta estavare, that you accepted my ruling." And so Rabbi Gamliel essentially did this for one reason and one reason only, to ensure that the rulings of the court would be followed and that people would not oppose it, but in no way did he hold any type of grudge against Rabbi Yoshua.